Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. And today we're going to be exploring the world of smart cities.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah, and a company called Oneikent
Okay.
that's doing some really fascinating things in this space.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
So we've got a stack of their marketing brochures here,
All right.
and we're going to unpack their technology, their services, and their vision
Sounds good.
for how cities can operate in the future.
I'm really interested to see what they have to say about that.
Me too.
Because what I find really interesting about Oneikent
Okay.
is that they're not just like peddling a piece of tech.
Yeah.
They're really looking at the whole picture of city management
Yeah.
and saying, hey, you know,
Right.
there's a better way to do this.
Yeah.
Like they're really focused on integration and efficiency and sustainability.
Yeah, I noticed that too. And actually, they start by pointing out a pretty major problem,
Right.
which is that a lot of current city management systems are fragmented. It's like each department is working in its own silo,
Right.
which honestly doesn't sound very efficient.
No, not at all. It's like
Right.
trying to conduct an orchestra where
Okay.
each musician is playing their own tune,
Oh, I like that.
you know.
Yeah.
And Oneikent is like, hey, we want to be the conductor, you know,
Yeah.
bring harmony to the city, so to speak.
I love that analogy.
Yeah.
And it actually makes sense considering their origin story.
Okay, how so?
So they were founded back in 2010
All right.
at ITU ARI Tenno Kent, which I learned is like this major tech hub in Turkey.
Oh, wow. So they come from like a real hotbed of innovation.
Yeah, it lends them a lot of credibility right out of the gate.
Yeah, definitely. Being born in an environment dedicated to innovation
Right.
definitely sets the stage for what they're trying to accomplish.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So they've identified this problem of fragmented systems. What's their solution?
So their solution is something that they call Onikeys, which stands for Kent Altyapıya Veşev Entegre Yönetim Sistemi.
Okay, now I don't speak Turkish.
No, neither do I. Luckily, they translate it for us,
Okay, good.
which is City Infrastructure and Environment Integrated Management System.
All right, so integrated.
Yes.
That seems to be like the key word here.
It is the keyword.
Okay, so what does integrated actually mean in this context?
So what it means is they bring all the city data together in one place.
Okay.
You know, like imagine having all the data about a city block,
Yeah.
you know, from utility lines to traffic
Oh,
patterns,
wow.
like right at your fingertips.
Okay.
That's the kind of power that ODA Keys brings to the table.
That's pretty amazing when you think about it.
It is.
But isn't that a ton of data to manage?
It is, but they've designed this system to be what they call a living system.
Living system. I'm not sure.
I know it sounds a bit out there,
Yeah.
but what they mean is it's constantly evolving and improving.
Okay.
You know, it's learning from all the data that it's gathering.
So it's not just like a static piece of software.
Exactly. It's constantly adapting
Oh, wow.
to the city's needs,
Right.
which, as you can imagine, are always changing.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. So they have this living system, but how do people actually interact with it?
Right.
This is
Yeah.
where their software package comes in, right?
Yes. This is where ODGIS Plus comes in.
ODGIS Plus.
So think of ODGIS Plus as the engine that drives the whole ODA system.
All right.
And what's really cool
Okay.
is that it's built on a widely used platform called QGIS.
QGIS. Fill me in. I'm not familiar with that one.
Okay, so QGIS is kind of like the gold standard
Okay.
for open source geographic information systems.
Okay.
So it's used by tons of organizations around the world.
All right.
But Oneikent has taken it a step further
Okay.
and added their own proprietary features to create ODGIS Plus.
Oh, wow.
And get this.
Okay.
You can access it on your desktop through a web browser or even on your phone.
Wow. So city officials could literally be on site and pull up real-time data on their phones.
Yes.
That's incredible.
It really highlights how Oneikent is thinking about accessibility
Yeah.
and making this system easy to use for everyone who needs it.
Absolutely. So we've got this powerful software built on a solid foundation. What are some of the features that really stand out? I
Okay.
mean, what can this thing actually do?
One of the things that really caught my eye is what they call spatial document management.
Okay, break that down for me.
Sure.
What is spatial document management?
It's actually pretty ingenious.
Okay.
It allows you to link any type of document, whether it's videos, images, CAD files, you name it,
Okay.
to specific infrastructure or assets within the city.
So for example, if I need to see the maintenance history of a particular bridge.
Boom, it's all right there.
Oh, wow.
Geographically linked.
Okay.
No more digging through file cabinets.
Right.
We're trying to track down paper trails.
Well, that's a huge time saver.
Yeah, it is.
What else?
Another feature that's pretty impressive is their no-code development capability.
Hold on, no-code development. What does that even mean?
So it means that even someone you know without programming skills,
okay,
can customize the system.
Wow.
So it can adapt, you know, as the city's needs change.
Okay.
You don't need to call in a developer every time you want to tweak something.
Wow, that's pretty powerful. So basically it puts the control in the hands of the people who actually know the city best.
Exactly. And speaking of putting control in people's hands,
okay,
they also have this really cool feature,
okay,
called geographic messaging.
Geographic messaging. Okay, now you've really piqued my curiosity.
So imagine city workers,
okay,
being able to send each other location-specific messages, even drawings.
Oh, wow.
All within the system.
You know, it reminds me of that time I got stuck in traffic because of a water main break.
Oh, yeah.
If they had this system back then, the crews could have coordinated repairs so much faster. Yeah. Maybe I wouldn't have been late for that meeting.
Exactly. It streamlines communication and gets everyone on the same page, literally.
Right.
They're communicating on a map.
Yeah.
So there's no confusion about where things are or what needs to be done.
It sounds like this system could really improve efficiency in so many ways.
It does.
And I know Oetekent makes a big deal about the benefits of their system.
Yeah.
Things like reduced costs and better service to citizens.
Yeah, and those aren't just empty promises.
Okay.
They actually give a very specific example in one of their brochures.
Okay.
Imagine a repair crew having instant access to all the details of a broken water pipe before they even arrive on site.
Oh, wow.
They'll know exactly what tools and parts they need, where to shut off the water, even what the surrounding area looks like.
That's a game changer.
It is.
No more wasted trips or delays.
Yeah.
Plus, the citizens are happy because their water is back on faster.
Right. It eliminates guesswork, reduces downtime, and ultimately leads to a better experience for everyone involved.
So we've talked a lot about infrastructure management, but it looks like Oetekent's vision goes beyond just that. It does. They're also very focused on environmental monitoring and control.
Yes. And what's particularly fascinating is their commitment to a sustainable city model.
Okay.
They have all these modules for tracking industrial pollution.
Wow.
Managing water quality, even monitoring air quality.
It's like they're taking a holistic approach to city management, recognizing that all these systems are interconnected.
Exactly. You can't really separate infrastructure from the environment.
Right.
It's all part of the same ecosystem.
Okay, so all of this sounds incredibly impressive in theory, but the real question is, does it actually work in practice?
Well, Oetekent does boast a pretty impressive client list.
Okay.
They're working with major cities and organizations in Turkey and Azerbaijan.
Okay.
And they've even won awards for their work, including international recognition.
That's great to hear. So it's not just a fancy concept. It's actually being implemented and making a tangible difference.
And that's crucial because, you know, sometimes smart city technology can feel futuristic and aspirational.
Yeah.
But Oetekent is showing that it's already here.
Right.
And it's really making a difference.
You know, this whole deep dive has really opened my eyes to the potential of smart cities.
Yeah.
It's incredible to see how technology can be harnessed to address some of the biggest challenges facing urban environments today.
Totally.
It makes me think, what if cities could predict problems
before
they even happened?
That would be amazing.
Could we prevent those frustrating traffic jams or water outages altogether?
That's a great question, and that's what I find particularly exciting about companies like Oetekent.
Okay.
They're not just solving existing problems. They're really envisioning a future where cities are intelligent and responsive to the needs of their citizens.
It feels like we're on the cusp of a major shift in how cities operate.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Oetekent is right there at the forefront, leading the charge toward a more efficient, sustainable, and citizen-centric urban future. Think of the possibilities.
Yeah.
What if every city had access to this kind of technology?
Right.
Imagine the impact it could have on people's lives.
That's a great point. I think we need to move beyond just talking about the technology itself.
Yeah.
And start thinking about the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
How do we ensure that this technology is used responsibly?
Right.
And that it truly benefits all citizens?
That's the crucial question.
Yeah.
Because technology is only as good as the people who use it.
Feels like we've only just scratched the surface here.
I know, right? And that's the thing about these deep dives. You know, there's always more to explore.
Right.
But I think we've hit on some key takeaways about Oedekind and what they're trying to achieve.
Definitely. We've seen that they're offering a comprehensive and integrated approach to smart city management.
Mm-hmm.
And their focus on efficiency, sustainability, and citizen-centric services is really impressive.
It is. They're not just throwing technology at the problem.
Yeah.
You know, they're using it thoughtfully to create a more livable, responsive, and intelligent urban environment.
And it's clear that their vision extends far beyond just pipes and sensors.
Yeah.
They're truly reimagining the relationship between citizens and their cities.
What Oedekind is doing goes beyond technology. It's about changing the way cities function and how they serve their people. Imagine a future where cities are truly intelligent and responsive to the needs of their citizens, anticipating challenges, optimizing resources, and creating a better quality of life for everyone. That's the promise of smart city technology, and Oedekind is helping to make that promise a reality.
It's an exciting vision and one that leaves us with a lot to think about.
It does.
As always, we want to leave you with a question to ponder.
Okay, shoot.
What other ways could a system like this be used to improve urban life?
That's a good one. Could it be applied to transportation, public safety, or even community engagement? The possibilities are truly endless.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Oedekind and smart cities.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We hope you learned something new and came away feeling as inspired as we are.
I know I am.
By the potential of these innovations. Until next time, keep exploring and keep diving deep.